Lewiston is a small town in rural Maine, which has been center of much attention over the last months. Lewiston, with a population of around 30,000, was on January 11th a convergence point for white supremacists from a fascist organization called the World Church of the Creator, who planned a rally to attack Lewiston's Somali community. The planned neo-Nazi rally, which ended with less than 20 in attendance, was held as over 5,000 people rallied in solidarity with Lewiston's Somali community and against the racist attack of the World Church of the Creator. The World Church of the Creator became known to many when, in July of 1999, Church of the Creator member Benjamin Smith went on a two-state shooting spree that targeted people from colored communities and left 2 dead and 9 wounded. Over the past years, more than 1,000 Somalis have settled in Lewiston to build a strong and vibrant community, which has come under attack not only from white supremacists, but also from Lewiston's politicians and residents. The Somali community of Lewiston is composed predominantly of refugees who fled the Somalian Civil War, which took place between 1991 and 1995. During these years, thousands of Somalis fled their homeland to escape the rising death tolls and famine throughout the African countries. A situation which many saw as directly connected to both the economic and military policies of the United Nations and the United States of America. In their efforts to build a community in Lewiston, the Somalis have been subject to racial attacks and general racial tension within the city. These attacks on members of the Somali community exploded and made national headlines when Lewiston Mayor Laurier Raymond sent elders of the Somali community a letter on October 1, 2002. The letter stated that the mayor saw the city as, quote, maxed out financially, physically, and emotionally, not due to all residents of Lewiston, but due only to the Somali community. Suddenly, many of Lewiston's social and economic problems were seen by the mayor and many city residents as being the fault of the Somali community. Fueled by the mayor's letter, some residents of Lewiston began an assault on members of the Somali community, from racial slurs to physical beatings and attacks. These realities came to a head on Saturday, January 11th, when the World Church of the Creator planned a neo-Nazi rally in Lewiston. On Saturday, we also saw a rally of over 5,000 people from throughout Maine, from Montreal, and throughout the Northeast region, which came together in Lewiston to stand in solidarity with the Somali community under attack. Saturday's rally was a huge success and boost of morale for the Somali community, who are experiencing firsthand the reality of racism in America. We spoke to Fatima Hussein with the Somali Women's Center in Lewiston about Saturday's rally. First off, can you speak about what happened in Lewiston on January 11th?
It was called a diversity rally. It celebrated diversity. It was people from different backgrounds, different religions. It were people coming together, regardless of their differences, their background, coming together and doing something together for the first time.
Can you give people some history of the Somali community in Lewiston? There was a letter between the mayor and elders within the community. Can you explain what has been happening the last couple of years?
The Somali community did originally moved to Lewiston, I think the early part of 2001. Within a period of time, which was a short period of time, there was a lot of Somalis who moved into the area. So a lot of people did not receive that well. And what it did was it elevated a lot of insecurity, people thinking the Somalis were there to get the residents of Lewiston's welfare or get in their houses or, you know, cheaper housing and stuff like that. And I guess after a while, they started writing letters to the mayor, and eventually the mayor wrote a letter to the Somalis saying that the Somalis should tell their friends not to move anymore, that we were maxing out the city's resources, financial resources. that we came in with no skills. We came with no job skills, no language. We need to discipline ourselves. You know, he said a lot of things that really, a lot of words in a manner that offended a lot of people. That was not received very well, and as a result, the white supremacists decided to come to Lewiston to have the Somalis move out of Lewiston.
So how did the Somali community respond to the mayor's letter? Can you give a sense of the situation within the Somali community to respond to these types of pressures from the authorities in Lewiston?
Oh, we didn't receive it well, of course. Prior to the letter, we used to have meetings with the city hall, monthly meetings. They called us the advisory group. It was a bunch of Somali leaders, you know, elders, who are representing a bunch of Somali organizations and other city councils and city officials and people from the housing authorities. We used to meet monthly and have our, you know, what the issues were, talk about the issues, how to resolve, how to approach a particular problem. And the letter just came out of the blues. We had no idea. We really had no idea. We just met that evening, and the next day, somehow the letter got into the newspapers, and it was printed, and it was a shock to us. Nobody did receive that letter. I mean, we all received negatively. We did not like it. We didn't appreciate it, and we thought the mayor was way out of line. Of course, you know, after the letter, everybody thought, oh, they could do anything to the Somalis, you know. The Somalis were unwanted. I mean, it was very disappointing for some of us because the mayor is the leader of the city, and basically a lot of us do look up to the leader. And for a leader to say something like that, it was just too disappointing. And it gave a lot of people who thought the Somalis were not did not belong here to begin with, it gave them a lot of power and a lot of things like, oh, it's okay, you can do anything. You can harass them on the streets. You can call them all kind of names. You can basically do anything. And, you know, that a lot of people did feel that way, and it was really scary. And, again, not to forget that majority of the Somali population here are women and children. So it wasn't received, no, not in a positive way, way negative, and nobody liked it, and nobody appreciates it. And that brings us today, you know, a lot of the Somali people are asking for his resignation, and, you know, it's way out of control.
Can you speak about how different people in the Somali community felt after this letter was delivered? What was the general sense within the community? How did people feel walking around on the streets in their homes?
Well, unwanted people. Unwanted people. You know, we don't have to forget that the Somalis work too. It's, you know, we have a lot of people, like probably 200 to 300 people who work, who are taxpayers. So it's not all of us that are on welfare. And let's not forget that because of the Somalis, city of Lewiston did receive almost, they did receive $400,000 from the feds because of the Somalis. And, you know, they hired a lot of people. And there was good stuff coming out of the arrival of the Somalis. The city initially, to begin with, did have financial problems. I think the mayor had no right to attack the Somalis like that. And it brought a lot of fear among the Somalis. You know, some people were saying, oh, they want to move out. Some people did move out. Some women were so scared. Some women were being harassed on the streets, at the grocery stores. Again, there's that big language barrier where they cannot communicate, neither can they defend themselves. So it did bring a lot of fear that it's still, even today, exists in the Somali community.
Can you maybe speak about a couple of situations of harassment that you have heard about within your community ever since that letter was written?
You know, there was a guy who was walking down the street, and it was in the middle of the night. He was going to visit his friend, and this is the famous Knox Street, you know, right downtown Lewiston. And, you know, the next time he woke up, he was in an emergency room. Somebody hit him from the back or shot him, I'm not very sure, but he really got real bad injuries, and he went to the emergency room, and he had to be hospitalized. You know, a woman who wanted to, you know, she called for the cab, and the cab driver came to pick her up. They went to this other place to go pick up this white guy because the cabs, you know, they make several stops before they start dropping off people. And he wouldn't sit next to her because, you know, because she was Somali. He started calling her all kind of names. The same woman went to grocery stores, and she was shopping, and, you know, they wouldn't even let her go past an aisle because she was a Somali. You know, women being called hoodlum, all kind of names. Kids fighting at schools. Middle school children thinking, oh, my mother has to work so hard and extra hours because she has to pay extra taxes for the Somalis to accommodate the Somalis. I mean, this is absurd. It's just never heard of.
So can you talk about the demonstration and the community's response to these types of things happening in Lewiston?
You know, the rally was amazing. We thought we were expecting from anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500, but it wasn't that way. We got almost 5,000 people, a lot of politicians, a lot of support, and that clearly shows you that despite what people think, despite what the letter, you know, brought to a lot of people, there's a lot of support for the Somalis out there. It was really amazing. I wish you were there. It was just so good. It brought a lot of people together, and, you know, it's just so amazing. I think despite all our differences, you know, we're black, white, Muslims, Christians, Jews, gay, lesbians, whoever. I mean, whoever you can imagine of, a lot of people were there being represented from different backgrounds. It wasn't only Lewiston, but all over Maine. And, I mean, there was a lot of support for the Somalis. And it was really amazing. I just never thought it was going to be like that.
So how does the community feel after the rally?
I mean, it was obvious to them that despite the letter, despite the white supremacists coming to Lewiston, it didn't have a lot of effect on people, not on a lot of people. There's a lot of positive people out there who do positive things. And again, you know, it's always good to work on a positive side. It's always good to move forward. It's always good not to waste time on negative things. You know, again, when you focus on the negative part, it's just not going to bring a lot of good. But, you know, I think it's a new beginning for a lot of us, new beginning to form a positive relationship with the city and work with these people. And we need them, and they need us. I mean, the city has done a fabulous job bringing the Somalis into the city of Lewiston, helping the Somalis a lot, you know. They've done a very, very good job. It's just the mayor who wrote the letter, and I think the guy doesn't know how to communicate. It disappointed me very, very bad, really. But his message came out wrong. I think Lewiston is a quiet place, despite all the problems. It's a place that is good for raising children. We are going through a lot of things. We have to work through all this slowly. It's going to take a long process to regain the trust. The Somalis have gone through a lot of problems. They've lost their loved ones. They've gone through a lot of trauma for the last 12 years, and they're recovering from that. And it's hard. You know, this kind of stuff brings flashbacks. You know, it's not easy to lose a person that you love. It's not easy to be away from your family. And then when you feel like you're not being unwanted, it's like, oh, it's just going to throw you off. But I think the rally did a very, very good job in convincing the Somali people, especially that they are wanted, they are welcomed, and that no matter what people say or no matter what a letter from the mayor says, that there's support for them out there.
No One Is Illegal is an organization based in Montreal which fights in solidarity with immigrant, refugee, and First Nations communities. No One Is Illegal members traveled to Lewiston this last weekend to participate in the solidarity rally with Lewiston's Somali community. I spoke to Salma, an organizer with No One Is Illegal, about the Lewiston rally.
In Lewiston, Maine, there's a population of about 36,000 people, and out of those, there's about 1,000 Somalis, and they are, of the most part, recent immigrants within the past couple of years. And in October 2002, their mayor wrote them a pretty inflammatory letter, basically telling them to stop coming because they were draining the town emotionally, physically, and financially. And ever since then, the National Alliance, which is one of the bigger white supremacist groups in the States, has been organizing and mobilizing there. Like, they've done really elaborate things, like they're doing food drives and stuff like that for working class white folks. And so that's been going on ever since that letter. And on January 11th, the World Church of the Creator, which is a more fringe white supremacist group, had a talk there in the armory. And it was called The Somali Invasion and How We Can End It. I guess what really ignited it was the letter from the mayor.
Can you speak about different people's perceptions of the situation within the city itself? How has the Somali community reacted?
Okay, well, the letter that the mayor had written was to the elders of the Somali community, and they wrote him back a letter saying, no, they have every right to be here like anybody else that lives in the States. They have every right to be there and every right to work there. And they were saying before they came, there was abandoned apartments and stuff like that. You know, now people are living there. They said that there's some Somali businesses that have opened up there too, you know. Also, they said they've brought a more multicultural face to Lewiston as well. This whole thing is in the context of Lewiston being a town that is suffering from hardcore recession. So there's lots of unemployment there. And the mayor was basically blaming the Somali community and the white supremacist groups, what they're using to kind of mobilize the other white folk in Lewiston is that they're saying that the Somalis are the ones that are taking all the jobs. The Somalis are the ones that are making the economy worse and worse. So it's in that context, you know. And I think when people are struggling to make ends meet, and if you give them something to blame in that state, it's easier for them to do so too.
So you traveled there as part of a group here in Montreal called No One Is Illegal. So can you speak about that group, No One Is Illegal, and why your organization chose to go to Lewiston to show support for the Somali community?
Yeah, No One Is Illegal is a group here that fights in solidarity with immigrant, refugee, and First Nation struggles. And the Somali community, being a refugee community in the States and in North America, in that sense, that concerns us. And also in the sense where we fight in solidarity with these struggles because these people, these groups, you know, they're not granted the same rights as, white North American people. And, in fact, we have less rights because of where we came from, because of the color of our skin, because of, you know, different things like that, because of our religion, too. And for us, it's very important to say that, no, these communities have the same rights, the same entitlement, if not more, to this land than white communities. Just because you're an immigrant, why does that mean that you have less right to work than a white person? And why, if a lot of immigrants are working, why do white people feel threatened? Because there's some sort of an idea that this land belongs to white people and that anybody else coming is a visitor. So if they're taking jobs and white people don't have that jobs, and they see it as the migrants are taking away something of theirs, but it's not something of theirs. It doesn't belong more to them than it belongs to anybody else. And it's very important to say that, and to say that these communities have every right to dignity and respect as any other community, and they have every right to self-determination and autonomy. And, you know, that could play out in so many different ways. And if that means that you have the right to make a living to support your family or whatever, then so be it. And wherever you came from, if you're living on this land, you have as much right to do that here too, you know?
At the 5,000-strong rally organized in support of the Somali community of Lewiston, Maine, many people spoke from different histories of struggle, anti-racist struggle, community struggles, and political struggles. Here's Omar Jamal of Minneapolis from the Somali Advocacy Center.
We have a brief insert from Omar Jamal.
Thank you very much. Before my time came is around to say what I came here to share with you today, I would like to say something very short. My name is Omar Jamal. I'm in Torah Game State. I'm from Minneapolis. I'm executive director of Somali Justice Advocacy Center. One thing that really touched my heart, I had the opportunity to meet with the governor yesterday, both in public and in private. And I am, like many others in here and outside the state, even listening to this, are in a real state of shock, the absence of the mayor of the city of Lewiston. And that is, to us, is a clear signal to the position that he stands on this crisis. And I would like to ask the governor to release a statement from his office. And I was told today, member of the Somali community from the city of Lewiston, to have a press conference at 5 p.m. in front of City Hall in calling the resignation of the mayor of City of Lewiston. Again, I am very careful when I say that for the fear of to be misunderstood. This is about human rights. This is about human calling. This is about support to those immigrants driven out of their homes, persecuted by civil war and terrorism. And let us not forget, we are here today because the Mayor Raymond wrote that letter.
Many voices have spoken out in support of the Somali community of Lewiston, Maine, in their fight against racism and the racial attacks of white supremacist organizations like the World Church of the Creator. Muhammad Ali wrote a letter in support of the people of the Somali community of Lewiston, Maine, which was read at the Somali Solidarity Rally on January 11th. Here is a reading of Muhammad Ali's Solidarity Letter.
To the Many and One Coalition of Lewiston, Auburn, your community holds a special place in my memories of boxing, as it was in Lewiston, Maine, that I knocked out Sonny Liston in our historic rematch at St. Dominic's Arena in 1965. That was 38 years ago. Today, I am concerned about an even greater contest going on in Lewiston, one between those ingrained in bigotry and those who have embraced freedom. I am primarily referring to Mayor Raymond's open letter, dated October 1st, 2002, to the Somali American community, which by now has circulated throughout the worldwide media. I was especially troubled by his suggestion that the Somali community must exercise some discipline, unquote, in their preference of Lewiston as a place to live. This insinuation was, at best, irresponsible. At worst, it was evidence of a deeper prejudice against the refugee population that has faced unimaginable tribulations in Somalia. The content and dissemination of the mayor's letter may very well have provoked hateful supremacist groups to descend upon Lewiston. His remarks were insensitive and inflammatory. I encourage the mayor to keep an open mind and to promote tolerance. Doing so will enliven the cultural richness of the community. Somali Americans, like all Americans, have the inalienable right to live anywhere in the United States they choose. They have a responsibility to raise their children and families in cities and villages that are safe and clean. That many Somali Americans have found such a place in Lewiston is a credit to that city and to the state of Maine. The Many and One Coalition of Lewiston Auburn has my wholehearted support in combating all forms of racism, discrimination, and ethnic divisiveness. I wish only peace and goodwill for every person in Lewiston. Yours in peace, Muhammad Ali.
You have been listening to a report about the January 11th rally in Lewiston, Maine, organized to stand in solidarity with Lewiston's Somali community, who have been experiencing unprecedented racist attacks. The rally was organized also to oppose the gathering of the World Church of the Creator, a white supremacist group which organized a neo-Nazi rally in Lewiston against the Somali community. The 5,000-strong rally in support of Lewiston's Somali community clearly points towards a growing rejection of the continued racist scapegoating of immigrant and refugee communities in the United States and here in Canada. To get more information about the January 11th rally in Lewiston, visit www.maine.indymedia.org. This report has been produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stéphane Christophe.